share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqob held a meeting with three Pakatan Harapan (PH) leaders yesterday, the 25th of August, to reach a common ground in managing COVID-19, strengthening the roles of Parliament, institutional reforms, judiciary independence and good governance. The joint press statement was signed by Ismail Sabri and the three opposition leaders, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim, PKR, Matt Sabu, Amana, and Lim Guan Eng, DAP. Ismail Sabri said the meeting, which was held to uphold the Yang Di Pertuan Agong's wishes to cease political turmoil, focused on the best common ground to address the COVID-19 pandemic, to protect lives and to free the people from economic woes due to the loss of jobs and income. Mutual agreement was also reached in strengthening the function of the Malaysian Parliament as a responsible and constructive institution, reviewing and balancing executive governance to be more transparent and meet the needs of the people, the statement said. I and the opposition leaders also agree and understand the importance of the independence of the judiciary, institutional reform and good governance to ensure a more conducive environment for the people and the country in the context of Keluarga Malaysia. Meanwhile, the Pakatan Harapan Presidential Council has also decided to hold a meeting with key leaders from all opposition parties to work together under one big tent. This is to strengthen the opposition bloc comprising 105 members of parliament. The statement added that the meeting will discuss current political issues as well as preparations for the parliamentary session which will begin on 6 September, with the possibility of a special session being held earlier to discuss the motion of confidence against the Prime Minister and fill the vacancy of Deputy Speaker after the resignation of Datuk Seri Azlina Othman said. Pakatan Harapan's focus is towards becoming an effective opposition by voicing criticism, reprimands, responsible recommendations, as well as presenting alternative proposals that are appropriate to government policies, especially in relation to efforts to address COVID-19, revive the economy, and save lives, the statement wrote. Additionally, PH will prioritize institutional reforms like UNDI 18, the Anti-Party Hopping Act and the improvement of the National Recovery Plan. Also read, cooperation does not mean they are in the cabinet, Ismail Sabri says no to Unity Gov. Source. Ismail Sabri, Facebook source. Astro Awani source, at Melgo CNA, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.